In the episode today, you learn what Product Hunt is, what a hunter is, what a maker is, how you can leverage Product Hunt to launch a new tech product, like a software tool or a newsletter or something in this direction. I have Rohan Chobi here in the podcast, who's like really, really deep into the rabbit hole Product Hunt. And I'm really happy that we are talking today about this platform and how you can successfully launch it. So, welcome to another episode of the Digital Economics Podcast. Today, I have Rohan Chobi here, who's a Product Hunt expert. Is this what you would call yourself? What title would you give yourself?
I'm actually a growth marketer, but yeah, mm-hmm. I popularly kind of now hang out on Product Hunt. So I'm a hunter on Product Hunt.
So most people don't know what a hunter is. Most people don't know what Product Hunt is. And I think in the future, I will just send them this podcast episode and then they should listen to you. Can you explain what Product Hunt is?
So it's essentially a website that features all kinds of tech products. And the tech community at Product Hunt votes for their favorites every single day. So it's not essentially meant to be a competition, but it kind of has that competitive spin just to make it interesting. The idea really is to like find the next big thing in the tech.
And what is a hunter?
Oh, so on Product Hunt, there are two categories of users. Mm-hmm. One is called a hunter. The other one is called a maker. A hunter is essentially like, people can have their own definitions. My definition is a hunter is like a community guy on Product Hunt who mm-hmm. puts your product in front of the Product Hunt community because everybody knows them and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe trust and find it easily because they have like a following. And the maker is a person who built the product. For example, I could be hunting your product because I discovered mm-hmm. it. And I now want to hunt and show to my followers or community on Product Hunt. So you are essentially still the maker, founder of the product. I mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. discovered the product, found it interesting, and wanted to list it on Product Hunt. Hence, I become a hunter.
Mm-hmm. And typical products which people are hunting are like, I don't know, the last thing I saw was Zoom for the Apple Vision Pro, like interesting tech stuff, right? Like software yeah. tools. Is Product Hunt also a good place for hardware or for coaches or agencies or something like this?
So on Product Hunt, you can launch a community. Mm-hmm. On Product Hunt, you can launch a newsletter. A Product mm-hmm. Hunt, you can launch any info product, mm-hmm. although there are like regulations on what can get featured on homepage and not. Mm-hmm. On Product Hunt, you can launch a mobile app or SaaS application essentially. You can also launch physical products. So essentially every tech product that you can imagine, the only criteria is that now they don't accept books and courses.
Mm-hmm. So it should be a tech product in any kind, but it's a really mm-hmm. broad. Interesting. I didn't know that because so far I was almost focused on software, maybe also because of my filters, because I'm interested in some kind of products. But interesting to know that you can kind of launch not everything, but many, many things. And can you introduce yourself briefly? Like, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into this Product Hunt thing.
Sure. I am actually a growth marketer for the longest time I can imagine. I help early stage startups and mm-hmm. All kinds of stages essentially, but most of my clients are early stage. We help them go from 0 to 1, 1 to 10, 10 to 100, 100 to 1,000, 1,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to 100,000 users, customers, and community members, mm-hmm. Essentially helping them acquire and retain them. Mm-hmm. So that's like how I define myself and my work in one sentence. The story behind me being on Product Hunt is I was a longtime user, but then mm-hmm. I built a community of product hunters and makers on WhatsApp. It started on WhatsApp, expanded to Reddit, Telegram, and custom platform community platforms mm-hmm. essentially. And then someone from my community asked me, can you hunt my product? And I was like, okay, maybe I can become a hunter as well. And then requests kept coming in one after the other. Last year, I hunted 130 products. This year, I want to do 100, 200 more. So I'm essentially looking for products that would that the PH community might find it interesting. And I feel that I actually have a sense of what the community wants, because for the first time in the history of Product Hunt of 10 years, there is a hunter that has had maximum number of top products decided by the votes of the community that have become most top product, like the percentage of products that I've hunted versus those that have become top products. I have like the highest of them.
All right, let's pause for a moment and let me introduce you to today's sponsor, Dealfront. It can be a struggle to reach decision makers, but imagine this, a tool that helps you target ideal fit leads and close deals all within a single platform. More than 10,000 companies, including Amazon, Telecom, Hertz, Siemens, Bubble, and Deutsche Bahn use Dealfront to find new customers and increase their sales. The platform provides comprehensive company information, identifies purchase intent, and automatically directs website visitors as leads to your CRM system. The seamlessly integrated tools help target decision makers in your desired companies, convert website visitors into potential customers, and approach companies at the right time. With Dealfront, you get three layers of data: market signals, web visitors, and European company databases, plus it's GDPR compliant. Quickly pinpoint decision makers, grab their direct contact details, and start meaningful conversations with Dealfront. Head over to dealfront.com for a free demo today. Okay, back to the episode.
So I'm looking for horizontal products that would interest a larger community on Product Hunt. And those are the kind of products that I enjoy hunting.
Can you give a few examples for horizontal products?
Sure. So think of like a video editing tool. The video editing tool can be used by someone having a finance company, a marketing company, a real estate company. Everybody needs a video editor, right? So it's not restricted to a specific niche or an industry. On the other side, let's say if I wanted to build a legal contract creator, I think that also is pretty horizontal, but let's say some tool that assists only lawyers and advocates. So that's very specific to the law niche and it may not see as much support. So I know other hunters would still cover it, but my thing is I want horizontal products that would interest the larger community.
And I'm looking right now on PH Leads, like a website on the internet. You're number four there, and I see you upvoted 1,106 times in a year overall.
I'll be able to interpret that for you. So it says that I have hunted these many X products, and those products have got so many upvotes. So it's not me upvoting anything. It's like that. I mean, the rankings would change depending on what I'm hunting, right? So last year, I was like number one for longest time. This year, my products have not been performing so well. So it's the performance of the makers. It's not the performance of the hunter as such. But yeah, their criteria is interesting for sure.
And how did it go? So did you focus now on Product Hunt mainly? Like, is this like 90% of your time you're spending on Product Hunt? Or do you also think other channels are really useful for startups starting to grow?
I've been on the internet for like 10 years. And I've studied every single marketing channel so in depth that I can like find mechanics of everything. Recently, Product Hunt being added like the latest one. So I realized that most of the early stage startups can get their initial feedback and customers and users from Product Hunt. That's like the easiest way to start, because on Product Hunt, people are not expecting a full-fledged enterprise product. They are willing and open to try new beta products, right? So, and hence I feel that a channel like Product Hunt is super useful for early stage startups. So yeah, Product Hunt is one of the channels that I'm focusing on, but there are like a lot of other channels that I focus on, probably 30 plus.
So this is also the thing where you're saying, okay, this is the part where Product Hunt stands out against other platforms for software, because I think there are so many different platforms where you can compare software at some point and can, yeah, get help in making a decision. Like in Germany, we have OMR Reviews, which is pretty big. I think there's a pretty big thing internationally called, how was it called? Captera. But you're saying like that's the interesting part. Like it's interesting for people starting freshly with their software product, and people are open to that.
Absolutely. And me as a hunter, I have a vision for Product Hunt that Product Hunt should be like the site to go and first launch your products on, because it's so positive, receptive, and essentially people are open to giving you feedback. I cannot imagine same behavioral patterns of the users on Reddit or other platforms. You would be probably kicked out of subreddits for promoting something. So Product Hunt is that, you know, positive place that you first want to launch on. And then once you're done with Product Hunt, you instantly have that confidence in you to go out in other channels and you know, start promoting everywhere.
And I really like the community there, because people are so open to give feedback and so open to just, yeah, I just give it a try. Like I myself hang around on Product Hunt every morning, like for 2 or 3 minutes to check what's new. Because I mean, there are these big launches, like Starlink is launching a new product. Zoom is launching for the Apple Vision Pro. Spotify has something. But at the same time, there are these cute little products where one person was sitting all nighter at his desk hacking some stuff together, and sometimes it's pretty amazing and pretty useful. And I mean, there's also crap, but I overall I think it's always like a pretty nice place to be. Imagine I started like a software product, and now I decided, okay, maybe I should give Product Hunt a chance. It's a nice place to start. What are the things I'm doing, like before even the public launch started, what are the important things to do?
Before your Product Hunt launch?
But preparing the Product Hunt launch?
Yeah, I would suggest just checking out if the Product Hunt is really ready to onboard users. Have like be ready to have a traffic of 500 to 1,000 people going to your website or more, and really signing up, testing the product, etc. Once the product is ready, you should get your Product Hunt listing out. That means essentially uploading your tagline, product description, categories, and all the related information. A lot of people try to overcomplicate this and be very smart about it, but I like products that really dumb it down for us, because on Product Hunt, it's such a overload of products. People can't really understand your product if you're trying to make it too smart. So very simple descriptions like, this is what my product is, that like, this is who I am, this is what my product does, this is how it can help you, click here to sign up or buy or do whatever. Just 4 sentences in the description, and that's it. I think that's how I would do it if I had to do my own launches. With the video, I'd like a little bit of explainer of what the product is, and then showing the inside of the product, because not everybody is signing up to every product. So they want to see, so the video gives us a chance to see what is inside. And if that interests me, I might actually go and sign up. So make the video interesting enough to showcase your product so that they are enticed to sign up. And yeah, I think that's about it.
With a video, I think there are two types of videos on Product Hunt. There are these videos where like a maker is sitting in a cellar at the computer and is hacking and is like, yeah, look what I built. And it's just a recording of the person building the tool. And then there are these marketing videos, which are like some animations, some fun music. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I want to tell you about a really interesting video that one of the products that I hunted did. It was called Boost Space. The CEO of Product Hunt, to celebrate the Product Hunt launch, printed like a big kitty of like the Product Hunt kitty, and essentially the logo of Product Hunt. and jumped inside of it. And that was, so I advised them to tag the Product Hunt CEO and show them what you built, like the video. And the CEO retweeted them and people were like talking about them. So sometimes the videos can really grab the attention of not just the Product Hunt team, but the users on Product Hunt. So maybe, you know, even if they had no idea of what the product is or they didn't had an intent to try the product, the video catches their attention. And once you have their attention, then it directs to the product. So that's, if you have like a little bit of time, get creative with the video and, you know, you might end up getting good rankings.
Oh, and that's a pretty amazing idea. If the founder of Product Hunt is reacting, for sure, it will go strong. And I really like that he's still pretty active on the platform. Like, I think there are many, many cases where people build something successful and then they move to the next big thing and then they leave the old project alone. I think here it's a little different, which I really, really like. Can you share some insights how your products, which you built, became product of the day? You already gave one little hint, but do you think there are other things you definitely should have in mind before launching or when launching?
Sure. I'll be honest, I've never launched anything on Product Hunt, but I've helped a lot of people by hunting their products. And I have been advising a lot of founders who have now become friends, like how to really ace your Product Hunt launch. And I think people try to overcomplicate it, but for me, it's very simple. I look at it as a funnel. So think about it. Good distribution of your launch, distribution as in promotion and marketing of your launch, results in good ranking on Product Hunt. Good ranking ensures you get good traffic. Traffic ensures you get users. And then once users are onboarded, you need to convert them to customers. That's the flow. And a lot of people stress and focus on how do I get upvotes and what position I'm on the launch day. I suggest that don't look at the position at all. Don't look at the upvotes at all. Just distribute your launch as if, you know, your life depends on it. And some of the founders actually come back to me after their launch day and they tell me that if we promoted our product this way, we would probably become unicorn faster than we ever imagined, because there is so much shame attached to self-promotion and just being out there, right? So Product Hunt is that platform that allows you to be authentically, you know, standing behind your product and saying that, hey, look what I built. And the community is so welcoming that they're like, you know, even if they are never going to use the product, they're going to say that, hey, I upvoted because, you know, of your enthusiasm or whatever, right? So I think that's why that the platform is so crucial from the distribution standpoint, from your mindset standpoint, right? So the advice that I have is like, just focus on distributing your product on the launch day as if your life depends on it. Ignore the rankings, ignore everything. And at, by the end of the day, you would see for yourself that you made it.
So really most people on the launch day decide to stay awake for 24 hours. And like, maybe explain this because I of course know, but some people don't know Product Hunt. How does it work? Like from when to when is counted, and how does it work with the upvotes, and what does it mean to be a product of a day, product of a week, product of a month?
Sure. So every launch day starts at 12:01 PST. And I schedule all the launches on 12:01 PST, and then that's when the new day starts on Product Hunt. Depending on your time zone, you start promoting it. And then the first 4 hours, essentially the Product Hunt was a place where rich people become richer. That means if you're in the top five, most of the traffic goes to them because the homepage shows them first. The mobile app shows them first. So as the platform, what they did is they started to hide the rankings in the first 4 hours so that it's a fair chance for everybody, like just random algo showing random products. And then after the 4 hours, it ranks product based on the number of upvotes. not just the upvotes, there are other complicated mechanism behind the algo, and which we wouldn't talk about it publicly, but for generally for us to understand and the audience, we can say that, okay, they're ranked based on upvotes. And then the products that have like the highest number of support in terms of engagement in the first 24 hours become product of the day, the top five. And the top 10 on a weekday from Monday to Thursday go on to the newsletter the next day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday have the newsletter combined into one that is on Monday. Then the product of the week starts from like the Monday to Sunday midnight. That's when they compute, okay, which products had the maximum support in the last 7 days. And those end up becoming the product of the week. Same goes with the month, from the first to the last day of the month. Then there is something called the Golden Kitty Awards. It's like the product of the year, but the upvotes for the entire year are not calculated. It's like some products get nominated, and you can nominate your own products as well. And then based on the support of the community, a product is decided to win, but it also has some intervention of the PH team to decide the winners as well. So this is how the product of the day, the product of the week, the product of the month, the Golden Kitty Awards work.
So does it make more sense to like start launching a product? I mean, of course, for product of the day, it makes sense to launch it at zero midnight if you're in the United States, at 9 a.m. if you're in Central European time zone. So that you can collect all the upvotes for all 24 hours. But does this also means it makes more sense to start launching on Monday or start launching on the first of the month?
I would say a lot of products do not get, I mean, even if you're launching on the 15th of, let's say, some month, you're still likely to be the product of the month. Reason being, yes, the people launching in the first week would have more chance for getting support. But I have seen products just outranking everybody even when they launched in the last week of the month. Because the number of people that are actually active and the distribution that you can have is what makes the difference in terms of the support you receive, and not when you're launching. Let's say somebody can launch first week and fall flat on the distribution versus somebody launching on the fourth week and does aggressive promotions, right? So I think distribution is where the difference really is. But yes, if you are aiming for product of the month, it would be a sane idea to launch as early as you can in the first or second week.
Is it then harder to launch, like if you want to get product of the month, of course you decide, okay, I want to start in the beginning of a month. Is it then harder in the first month to get product of the day?
I think I've seen a lot of people launching like really early in the month. But then there are seasons where people are equally excited launching towards the end of the month. So it's not like really a trend as such. But yes, there is like an internal understanding of makers that, especially seasoned makers, that means people have launched earlier and now they understand it. Not many people really get into the understanding and complications of knowing that when should I launch, how do I time it, and all of that.
Okay, but the most experienced people probably launch on like the beginning of a month, maybe the not the first.
Folks are launching really early.
And on Mondays. Mondays, 9 o'clock Central European time it is, and then 24 hours eating pizza, staying awake.
In fact, I've also known that in the PR world, they say that launch anything on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday. Because Monday, everyone is busy. On Friday, everyone is excited about weekends. So the best time to launch anything is like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But I suggest my makers that it is all right to launch on a Monday as well. In fact, there are not a lot of people launching on Mondays and Thursdays, but now I see good number of launches on the same days, like Monday and Thursdays too. Mm. Previously, it was like a trend where we would see a lot of products launching on Tuesday, Wednesday, because that's what is recommended by the people working in the PR industry. Mm. So, generally a lot of traction on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It gets a little less busier than the weekday.
Can you check anywhere who else will be launching on your launch day?
Yeah, so you can actually guess and make estimations. So if you go to the coming soon page of the Product Hunt website, it shows people launching in like the next 7 days and then the next 30 days. So you can probably guess who is going to launch with you if you know that they're going to launch in 7 days. The second site is called, I think, hunter.space, where you can go and list yourself telling that, okay, I'm going to launch on this day. So people, others would know that, okay, you're launching. So these are like the two websites where you can find who is launching. Of course, the other method is if you don't find the exact dates, you can just reach out to someone from the coming soon page and ask them, hey, are you launching today? But then the Product Hunt actually hides makers until they are launched. So that's, you will have to like find who worked on that product. If they're launching for the second time, then yes, the maker information is on their Product Hub.
To clarify for people who will check, it's Hunted Space with a D in the end, right? Because I checked and I was first searching for Hunter. Okay, interesting. I didn't know that website. I will check it after our call.
It's a third-party website, though. It's not affiliated with Product Hunt.
We're talking now a lot about how to get product of the day or week or month. What do I get from being product of the day or product of the month? Why should I want to be product of the day?
So it's a desirable thing. It's like a social proof. For example, on a site like G2 or Capterra, you want to higher ranking based on your reviews because they give you badges, right? And those badge can then translate into social proof. Social proof can translate into sales. So, and trust of your users, customers, traffic, whatever. So product of the day actually means that, okay, your product was like ranking top 5 on a specific day you launched. Other than that, it also means that you got good traffic, users, customers, partners, affiliates, new friends, new followers, people who you can collaborate with. I've also seen a lot of my makers get investors, VCs. In our own community, we have so many VCs telling me that, hey, if you find a product interesting, send it over to me to have a look at. So you get a lot. I mean, I can't translate the value of it into saying, okay, just the badge. The badge with the prestige comes with a lot of other things, and that's what is actually desired. That's what makes it actually desirable. At the same time, we need to realize that, let's say you launching on a Monday competing against 50 products versus you launching on a Sunday competing against 7 products and getting to the top 5. These mean two different things, right? Like you really fought to be in the top 5 on Monday, but on Sunday, out of 7, 5 products automatically become the top products. So we also should check what day did the product launch, but most of the people would not bother checking that. So it just like seasoned folks would understand. Also, when early stage startups are going for, let's say, their funding rounds, one of the things that they would mention in their pitch decks is the product and launch, and they had these badges. So it's a proof of, you know, concept, validation to their product, essentially.
Beside of proof of concept or proof of, okay, I built a software people liked or people like, also in the present. I think in the podcast I had now like 4 or 5 people who said, like in the podcast itself, but sometimes also afterwards, but they had like 10,000 installs through Product Hunt. Most of them were like saying something like around 10,000, which is a huge number. Is this something which you can confirm? Like are this like the typical numbers, like 10,000 plus minus 2,000 installs, depending on what kind of product you're building?
So it really depends on what the product is, right? And how horizontal is. So horizontal products also mean that to what degree are they horizontal? So vertical products would see like really less numbers. Horizontal products would see more. For example, let's say a paid newsletter may have 50 paid subscribers after the launch day. A free newsletter will see 2,000 subscribers or 1,000 subscribers, right? So it really depends on that as well. A freemium SaaS product might see up to 2 to 4,000 new users. A paid product might as well see 50 to 100 or maybe less, depending on what it is, right? So just to give you a safe, conservative number, I would say it's between, on an average, 100 to 4,000.
Okay, okay. But definitely 100 to 4,000?
Yeah, I know
that. Okay, but the 10,000 range is when a little different like numbers which I got. So these were probably like really, really successful people.
These are
which
outliers because on an average, this is what I've seen with hundreds and hundreds of launches. So I've shared 2,000 launches in my community. So I must be more conservative because I'm taking like the average versus somebody picking extraordinary case studies and then copying
them. Okay, interesting. But still, I think pretty interesting because you more or less get it for free. I mean, of course, you have to put in time to reach out to people. Is this like the thing with asking for upvotes? I mean, it's pretty well known that everyone who gets active on Product Hunt will at some point receive messages on LinkedIn with a nice little text like, yeah, hey, I'm seeing you're pretty active on Product Hunt. We're launching next week. Do you want to get notified? Is this like normal? Is every like top five Product Hunt product doing this? And is this needed to get product of the day to ask people for upvotes?
So ideally, if this was my platform, I would like to encourage people to keep it organic. But because we are humans and we tend to push boundaries, we have to also push the rules. So essentially now, I think I have also made suggestions to the Product Hunt team and they have in fact incorporated it. So I told the team to like make it a rule or a norm that you cannot DM on WhatsApp, Telegram, and Discord because it's personal. I know people would still do it and some people will not get caught as well. But in general, the rule is to not DM. However,
to random people or how is this meant?
Yeah, of course. Like if you have friends, you should DM them for sure. But strangers, no. But on social media, we are getting a little lenient and saying that, okay, you can reach out to the people who you think might enjoy it. And that's where the definition of spam cannot be really established, where you and I can mutually agree on what is spam and what is not. So we are like, okay, let's just let it go. If it's on social, that's fine. If it's on a messenger platform, it's not okay. And we will report that. Especially for community owners like me, it's like a kind of like a little disrespectful. You join some community and then start poaching our members with messages. These members are going to leave my group or the community because they would be annoyed at some point in time. Hence my suggestion to the product and team. I am glad they took the suggestions. And now when you schedule the product, it is explicitly written no DMs. So when they say no DMs, it means no DMs on messenger platform. Social media is still okay. Same as the case. So that you were asking, do all top products do that? It's a dirty little secret, but yes, everybody does that. And everybody finds the platform users and members very welcoming as well. So let's say if I find you get in messages like these, I try to check, is this a member that believes in reciprocation? I check their Product Hunt web's profile and I see how many upvotes they have given to other folks. And if I see they're pretty actively supporting others, then I go and support them. If I see that these people are probably just active today on Product Hunt, then they will be gone tomorrow, then I do not support them. So that's my personal criteria. But in general, I like to support everybody. And also because I'm more of like a cheerleader at Product Hunt, so I might do that. I understand that the people, like the users in general who are not hunters, who are not cheerleaders, might get a little annoyed, and they always have an option to like just block people. So yeah.
How do you see Product Hunt evolving in the future? Because I think there are some companies which were lovely for some time, maybe even for 10 or 15 years, like something like Couchsurfing. Couchsurfing was one of the best platforms in the internet, I'd say, but just for some time. Like nowadays, Couchsurfing, I'm not sure. Like probably you still can make good experiences, but it went like in a weird direction with getting into the public, because for some time it was kind of secret, it was kind of hidden. Not so many people knew about it, and it was kind of a safe space. Now I'd say it's a little different. And I think that's happening with many, many things, like with Mitfahrgelegenheit.de, which was some kind of hitchhiking application in Germany, with many things. And with Product Hunt, I think also since a while it's getting bigger, bigger, bigger. Do you see any risks for Product Hunt going like into a wrong direction?
I think the platform takes feedback from its power users quite well. I remember like me suggesting a few things to Product Hunt and they implementing it. For example, back then, the makers could not see their own upvoters. And that's pretty funny, because if you can't see who supported your product, how would you know who really likes it? Like what kind of people are receptive to it? So I created a discussion post suggesting that we show people their upvoters. Product Hunt implemented it on their mobile app that now you can see all your upvoters and followers, but not on the desktop, which is fine. Maybe they fear that people would scrape it. The second thing is, like I said, you know, some rules around the promotions were suggested by our community, and Product Hunt, I think, actively seeks feedback and takes feedbacks and implements it. It's just that it takes a lot of time to like do things, but they're doing it right. Yes, it can get ruined as a platform, but I think it could be balanced. But of course, previously Product Hunt was like an innocent place where products are listed and it gets featured and ranked. Now it's more of like a sophisticated platform where if you want to like become a top product, companies plan their launches. Same is the case with hunters. Like hunters can't just hunt anything randomly. I mean, they can, but most of these hunts are quite orchestrated. That means I would receive requests from a lot of founders to for me to hunt their products. And I would hunt them because I like their product, of course. But it you understand it, right? Like it's not organic hunts. These are like orchestrated hunts. And same is the case with the engineering that goes behind making of the top products. But then again, there are mechanisms that are ensuring that real good authentic products win.
Okay, but in general you're optimistic.
Yeah.
Meaning Product Hunt will be there in 10 years and will be still a good place.
Yes, it would continue to be that nice little safe space for early stage makers to launch, and with the same you know, supportive community, as long as people are reciprocative. What I've noticed is that platforms like Product Hunt actually operate with the principle of like being symbiotic. That means you throw traffic at Product Hunt and Product Hunt throws traffic at you. That means, let's say I could be sharing it on my newsletter. I could be sharing my launch on my social. And then a little bit of my network could actually check it out, or my Product Hunt followers who follow me may get notified and they might check out, right? So it's me generating a little bit of traffic for Product Hunt and then Product Hunt reciprocating it. So that's like me having a symbiotic relationship with Product Hunt, where we are giving each other what they want, right? Like Product Hunt wants traffic. I want traffic back at my site.
Interesting. I am excited for the future for Product Hunt, because right now I really like it. And I hope you're right with everything you said. I mean, would be good. I think it's really hurtful to me to see good platforms dying at some point, but fingers crossed that it stays. So what's next for you in your journey with Product Hunt? What do you plan to do? Or do you think, okay, for now, I want to continue like this. I want to work with Product Hunt, want to work with startups. Or do you also see yourself growing into one direction?
With Product Hunt, I want to continue supporting like new products that are coming up. And essentially, I think Product Hunt has become a space for me to make more new friends as like essentially founders, makers, because I realized that I can't make good friendships out of LinkedIn. It requires posting content, reaching out to people. Product Hunt is that one place where I could expect some founders to reach out to me to get them hunted. That starts an interesting conversation about marketing, or just finding new product itself is like a good pastime for me. Like I would sit one day, essentially every day, to check what products launched today. And if I find something interesting, I'll go and sign up and try. And I want to be at the top of like everything. And I want Product Hunt to be like, you know, that space, that website on the internet where we find the best product in tech, like the first, just like a media company would want to break news the first, right? At Product Hunt, we want to be the first to like feature biggest products on the internet. So that's how I envision it. And that's the kind of hunter that I want to become. So every hunter has its niche. I am not going to name other hunters, but I will tell you a few examples that there is this one hunter that is mostly hunting, you know, consumer apps like, you know, Spotify or Apple and stuff like that. There is another hunter that hunts everything and anything. Then there is me, who specifically specializes in more on the B2B side of things and startup and marketing stuff. So that's my niche of hunting, right? So I want to become a hunter, essentially a tech evangelist that hunts products that are relevant to startup ecosystem and marketing and B2B. So these are like my sweet spots. So yeah, that's what I'm, you know, that's the direction for me.
Do you ever thought about like building an agency around this, or do you really enjoy like doing this solo?
I'm actually an agency, but it's more to do with growth marketing. So we help a lot of early stage startups. It's just that I have branded it, like I have popularized it with my personal brand. So it looks like I'm solo. And another reason that I do not talk about it often is the agency that I run has, you know, differently abled employees. And then we also give opportunities to people from essentially women who are starting their careers after getting married or whatever. So every employee has like a different story, and we're trying to empower these underdogs essentially. So because we don't want projects out of sympathy of our prospects, so we try to like keep it under wraps and not talk much about it, because we really want to prove it through our work and not the story that these people have. We are trying to like make them heroic, although they are underdogs to begin with.
Oh, nice, nice. I also didn't know this about you, but there are also people in the background. But yeah, now I know. And with Product Hunt, thank you so much for giving me some insights. I mean, we will launch also this year on Product Hunt, so I now know that I shouldn't launch in the end of the month, in the end of the week. I already knew that I should launch like in the beginning of the day and prepare like the launch properly. Yeah, and a really, really exciting platform. Happy that you took the time today. Where can users, listeners of a podcast reach out to you if they have more questions about Product Hunt?
Sure. So first off, thank you for having me on your podcast. I enjoy talking about Product Hunt. I can talk about it all day, but lovely chatting with you. If somebody wants to try to reach out to me, I think they should just Google me and they would see my Google Knowledge Panel, which would have all the links. But in case you don't find that, then just go to Product Hunt, type my name, and you would see my email ID and all of the socials as well. So you can definitely find me on Product Hunt.
Awesome. We also can put all of this in the show notes. Thank you, Rowan, for being today on the podcast, and yeah, see you soon.
Thank you.
If you want to launch on Product Hunt, hopefully this episode to you understanding the platform a little bit better and what you should be aware of. If you have any more questions, reach out to Rowan Chobi. And if you like the episode, give this podcast a thumbs up, 5 stars, share it with friends, whatever is possible. Have a wonderful day. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.